The Secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very good Thursday morning to you. We're about to make it a lot better. We welcome in Aditi Kinkabala, NFL Network, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Aditi, good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning. I don't know that anybody in my house thinks that I make anything better.
Well, give it time.
I appreciate that introduction. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot right away, and you're going to make all these Western Pennsylvanians either happy or sad or maybe somewhere in the middle. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns, obviously, they play 2 times this year, right? And in this series, the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, as they play at Cleveland on Halloween Day and then at home on January 3rd, the Steelers and Browns will split. They will sweep one of the two. How will it go? How many times will the Steelers beat the Browns this year?
I feel like a split is a fair bet. But you know what? As everybody sits here, you're sort of going to figure out who your Steelers are and where they are when the season comes. And this is what sort of creates so much angst, is this idea that we need to decree it at this moment. Look, if the Steelers are still incredibly competitive and one of the elite teams, then it'll show itself. They've said that they're committed to a run game. Having a run game in December and January will certainly make a difference. If they really are able to do that, then this unbelievably tough schedule, the toughest schedule in the NFL, will be fine. It'll be something that they handle. And if not, then this will be a schedule that will expose them for what they are and why they need a rebuild. But I don't, if you're asking me my opinion, I don't think we're looking at a complete and total rebuild in any way.
Well, and as tough as those final 4 weeks are, as everyone's pointed out, Tennessee, Kansas City, Cleveland,
final
Baltimore
six.
Run.
Well, yeah, 4, but really 6.
Right, yeah, Baltimore before Minnesota on that Thursday night. I look at really weeks 2 through 10, Aditi, are a chance for this team. If they've got any rhythm build up and chemistry build up under Matt Canada on this offense with Najee Harris, weeks 2 through 10, they've got 6 games at Heinz Field. And if they bus up to Cleveland on Halloween, just one time do they have to get on a plane between weeks 2 and 10. They've got a chance to stack some W's and put themselves in a good position going into the stretch run.
Absolutely, and that's where you sort of build reps. You know, it's funny, I was talking to Al Villanueva, and we were talking about the schedule last night and when, as a Raven, he'll face the Steelers, and, you know, sort of the fact that those games will be so close together. And he said, okay, well, it's a good chance to get a lot of reps in. And that's the truth. So the Steelers, if the toughest part of their schedule is the end of the season, well, you've had a lot of time to get a lot of reps in against teams that ostensibly are not as tough as the ones at the end of the season. Now, of course, here's the thing. We never know, right? Like, at this point, when you look in April, May, there's always going to be a team that, come the fall, overachieves. There's always going to be a team that does not meet expectations. So it's easy for us to sit here and say, okay, the first half of the schedule is a little bit easier than the latter half. But one of the issues that the Steelers have had the last 3 seasons is that they haven't ended well. It's almost like they've peaked too early, as opposed to getting better every single week. And this is something I talked about on the NFL Network all last season that would anger Steelers fans so much. But it was the idea that the Ravens were getting better every week. The Browns, you know, after that mess, after that COVID mess and that December 2nd game against the Steelers, the Ravens got better every single week. The Browns, as the season went on, got better every single week. The Steelers, it felt, were not doing that. And the last 3 years, look at, now I'm saying this off of the top of my head, so I apologize in advance if I'm not correct, but I think 3 years ago, they finished the season 2-4. 2 years ago, they finished the season 0-3, and last year they finished the season 1-4.
4-8 the last 3 years in their last four. 4-8 the last 3 years in their last four games. Right? You're like dead on it, Aditi.
It's not. I mean, it's not. That's not how you want to end. Like, you want to be peaking as you get to the end of your season, and you hopefully are getting into January and then February. And the Steelers just haven't been able to do that. And I've said this to you a million times, and everybody thinks that I'm living in a different generation, which maybe I am, but I really, really, really truly believe that in the AFC North, you have to be able to run the football when the weather turns. And the last 3 years, the Steelers have not been able to or not been interested in running the football. So now they're sitting here, and Mike Tomlin and Art Mooney and everybody is saying, we want to run the football, and they spent a first-round pick on a running back because they think that this guy can get invisible yards, as Kevin Colbert said. Okay, so they're saying that they recognize they need to be able to run the football. So if you can run the football, then you should be able to win in December and January, and then that schedule isn't so scary. You know, another thing that, and I'm just blabbing right now, but I will say this, another thing that I think is so funny is that Steelers fans are moaning and whining and screaming fix about this schedule, but the actual Steelers players are just saying, who cares? Line it up. We're ready to go. We're not scared.
This is where we need the classic Mike Tomlin. Yeah, this is where we need the classic Mike Tomlin, we do not care drop.
But why do fans get so upset about this? Like, if the people that are actually...
Because it's the night of May 12th, and they don't got anything else to talk about because the baseball team's 39 games out of first place.
And we don't know when the hockey team's going to play again.
Right.
So.
And we don't know when the hockey team is. Is that not the weirdest thing, by the way?
It'll be Monday night.
For that game.
It'll be Monday. But, Aditi, you know, you mentioned, and I was going to ask you about the last three seasons, and I think to a lot of us, you know, that's what's surprising. Like, in other words, isn't that an indictment on the coaching staff? And I guess it has been, you know, on a couple of them. But you know, Mike Tomlin got, by the Steelers standards, an actually lengthier extension. And yet, as you point out, the last three seasons have not ended well, and that's got to be, that's got to be on him, right?
I mean, who was it, Jim? Was it Truman who said the buck stops here? Like, at some point, someone has to have accountability? Yes. But I also think that if the Steelers' way is to give a 1 or 2 year extension, to give a 2 year extension, and suddenly there's a 3 year extension, that's the idea that stop worrying about your security. And you have the final say, and you have authority, and this is it. So you lay down the law, and don't worry about being diplomatic or anybody's ego or being nice. And I think that there's a part of that right now. And look, Randy Fichtner and Mike Tomlin, Randy Fichtner, the former offensive coordinator, who was the long, long, long time quarterbacks coach, he and Mike Tomlin have a history that goes back, I don't know, 20, 30 years, right?
To Arkansas
and yet
State,
Mike Tomlin
I think.
Mike Tomlin had to make that change. And, you know, this last year we've talked, this is one of those funny things, is that when you talk to professional athletes regularly, they sort of laugh at how little we actually know about what happens in the room. And so we sit here and we speculate, you know, why was Ben drawing up plays in the dirt? Was that Ben taking autonomy? Was that Randy not actually putting together a full game plan? Whatever the process was, the end result is that the Steelers did not have any sort of an offense that cowed anyone. I mean, we keep hearing people. I listened to all of you earlier where Ed Bouchette kind of poo-pooed Marlon Humphrey saying this was a very predictable offense and we knew what they were doing. Well, I have to be honest with you. I heard that all year long from opposing players, and I heard that from Steelers players too. And the reason that the Steelers were still able to win is sometimes the other team knows what you're doing, but you're just better, and you do it anyway. And I think about when I was a little kid watching the New York Giants. Everybody would know they were going to run the ball, and you still couldn't stop them. Like, if you're better, you're just better, and that's that. And so this idea that everybody knew what was coming, and in a game that has turned into such a sort of mental game and a strategy game and a chess match, the Steelers weren't taking advantage of that piece of it, that's a little bit disappointing. And so Mike Tomlin saying, okay, now we are going to, and we are buying into this idea that a short pass does not equal a run and that sometimes you just need to pound the crap out of people and wear them down.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a really, really good sign.
No,
like, that's what you want to see out of Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, Aditi Kinkavala joining us here, NFL Network. Is Aaron Rodgers a joker and a selfish guy, or is Aaron Rodgers misunderstood? Or what? This big national story that's out there, like, what do we read from this? Is he jealous of the situation behind him? I don't know. Like,
you know what I honestly, really, truly think? Because I love that everybody's sitting here and saying, oh, he was so bothered by Jordan Love being drafted. No, he wasn't. Aaron Rodgers knows how good he is. He is not threatened by somebody. Ben Roethlisberger is not threatened by Mason Rudolph. Aaron Rodgers is not threatened
then
by
what's
Jordan
the problem?
Love.
Then what's the problem?
The problem is that you play this game to win the trophy. And what have the Green Bay Packers done to help Aaron Rodgers win that trophy?
Okay, well, follow this logic then, Aditi.
In the first round, how many offensive players outside of Jordan Love, how many offensive players have been chosen in the first round by the Green Bay Packers since the drafting of Aaron Rodgers?
Right, but Aditi, what are the Packers going to do about that between now and September 9th when the season starts? There's nothing they can effectively do to make him happy.
I feel like acknowledging error is a big part of it. I feel like coming to the table and sitting here and saying, you know what, we have not done right by you, is a really, really, really big part of it. And if you listen to any of Aaron Rodgers' friends or teammates right now, everybody says it's fixable. And the reason that they say it's fixable is because, look, some of us, and I'm one of these people, so I'll cop to it, some of us have this completely ridiculous, outsized, naive desire for justice. And that means we just want to know that we're right. Like, it doesn't matter if anything changes. You just need to acknowledge, yeah, you were actually right on that. And I feel like somebody needs to tell Aaron Rodgers, you know what? You're right. We needed to support you more. We needed to get you the wide receiver when you asked for the wide receiver. We needed to give you this help in the way that you needed it. But you know what? We are all in, and we believe in you, and that's that, and there you go.
Well, let me keep
Aaron
it in the...
Aaron Rodgers is not pulling this because of Jordan Love.
Well, let me keep it in the quarterback lane, Aditi.
Wait, one more thing.
Oh, she's mad. Now you're rolling. Now you're rolling. Go ahead.
Feel it through the phone.
Even John Harbaugh has said about Lamar Jackson, who is on his very first contract, of course we talked to Lamar Jackson about how we build the team. Of course we asked Lamar Jackson what he thinks matters. Okay, and this is a kid who's in what, his third, his fourth year. Now, Aaron Rodgers is, what is he, 36, 37 years old? He's a Super Bowl winner. And his feeling is, consult me. Involve me. I want to be a part of these conversations. And according to him, he has not yet been. And that's the issue. So sit here and say, yes, we value you. We believe in you. We think that you are part of building this team and molding and shaping this team. And I think that things are better. And there you go. Well, I really, truly do.
In the realm of older, aging quarterbacks who want to hold on, could Ben Roethlisberger play beyond 2021?
Why does that sound like Bert?
I don't know.
I know, but your voice sounds a lot like Bert.
Do I sound that much like Bert?
The Bert of the Berg. That's not Bert. That's Chris. But anyway.
No, I know.
So what, Bert says
really
he's playing in 2022.
Like,
are you trying to, are you revealing that from inside the building that they're saying that he could play beyond this year?
I'm wondering if it's a plan to do. You know what I think is interesting is that externally, meaning outside of this city, meaning when I have my, you know, sort of my meetings with the network where we talk about the league at large, it feels as if everybody outside thinks that this is Ben's swan song, that this is the last year and that's that, and okay. And I feel as if internally, I'm not necessarily hearing that. And when I say internally, I don't necessarily mean the Steelers. I just mean, I don't think that Ben, who was on the precipice of quitting, it felt like every year, or quitting is a bad word, of retiring, of hanging it up, of moving on to something else. For several years in a row, it very much felt like, okay, this could be it for him. He's not necessarily sending the same vibes or the same message or the same, I need one last hurrah, in the way that I think externally everyone is viewing it as this is it. So here's how I'll answer that, because that's a hedge. I think that the Steelers were very, very close to saying, okay, is it time this year, which I have talked about with all of you multiple times. I think it depends on how this year goes.
Oh.
And if there's another middling year, then I think that the Steelers have more strength to say, Ben, we love you. We appreciate you. We love every single thing that you have brought to our organization.
Sound like Ron Cook.
I'm saying that the Steelers would say this.
Oh, okay.
Or Ron. I think they would have the strength to then say, but you know what? It's time.
Fair. And on that note,
right?
Yes, on that note, it's time. I don't know if they would do that. But on that note, it's time, Aditi. This
you don't
has
believe
been.
It. All right,
I don't. I don't believe that for one second that Mike Tomlin would say that to Ben Roethlisberger. I don't believe it for one second.
Even knowing that he has a contract that is assuring he will outlast Ben, you don't think Mike would do that?
No, because Mike thinks Ben's his best chance to win.
Correct. Correctamundo.
What happens next year? What happens in the draft?
He doesn't care about next year.
Doesn't matter. They'll figure it out.
Kick the can down the road,
Dwayne
Aditi.
Haskins. All right, Aditi, you have a busy day.
Great stuff.
We have a busy day. There's a lot going on. You're the absolute best. You'll join us again sometime soon. NFL Network, Aditi Kinkavala.
All right, super quick. I know you're winding me down. Am I trick-or-treating in your neighborhood this fall, or am I not?
Sure. You come to my neighborhood. It's very close by. You come to my neighborhood. Let's go. There's a game that day,
though.
You're going to be in Cleveland.
In the city of Pittsburgh. Didn't you just lobby to change Halloween?
Saturday night, Aditi. You on board? Can you make this happen?
Come over.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
See ya. Aditi's the best. The best. Yes, I am running for mayor, even though I don't live in the city.
Why don't you go county commissioner?
County. I like. See,
Rich.
Rich
is a good man.
He's a big sports fan, right? I could run for county commissioner. I want to change Halloween trick-or-treating to Saturday night and mandate it this year because the Steelers play a 1 o'clock game against the Cleveland Browns at Cleveland. So nobody has any sort of schedule conflict.
Halloween trick-or-treating is a grassroots thing anyway. Just every borough and township manager, every community manager, HOA president within the sound
just
of our voices, just change it now, okay?
So then we're all hungover then.
There's
the
a reason
Steeler
I pay you that
game.
$50 a month to cut the grass up the street, okay?
Right.
Take care of it.
Let's do it. Make it Saturday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.